Hello, this is your president, Sam Perez, with this month's Payday Press podcast. Anticipation is filling the air as we march forward towards spring break. And although much is happening around the world, in Europe and Asia and within our own country, at the Capitol building here in Idaho and our communities, yet I'm hopeful for better days within our schools. Remember, we are helping the next generation of students navigate through their learning and social challenges in an unpredictable world. Recently, my 80-year-old mother contracted COVID-19. She survived and is slowly recuperating with the help of my sister, brother, and their families. Most of us have had extremely difficult past 2 years. Many of us have struggled to keep our heads above the drowning waters of school and personal responsibilities. Some of us have lost loved ones and friends and are still grieving. But let me encourage you that joy comes with the morning, and we will see good days again. Next, let me share what the WAEA is doing for you these past few weeks. At the February 28th school board meeting, the board approved extensive modifications on student and staff sickness procedures and to minimize everyone missing school days. The next day, our problem-solving team committee spoke with Dr. Bubb and Deputy Superintendent Heller to request that required synchronized and asynchronized teaching be taken off teachers' daily responsibilities. They told us that admin are proceeding to do this very thing throughout the district. We met with the West Ada Classified Support Organizing Committee twice this last few weeks and are continuing our efforts to raise hourly wages to $15. Stay tuned for more information coming soon. Lately, I've visited McMillan Elementary, Rocky Mountain High School, Lake Hazel, Lowell Scott, Crossroads, and Meridian Middle Schools. Our executive board prepped and led executive board and BREP meetings, and also they worked super hard the weekend of March 5th and 6th to recalibrate our efforts to involve more members to participate in upcoming activities that will boost our new membership. On Monday, March 7th, I spoke with Superintendent Dr. Bubb to find common ground concerning current issues such as subcoverage, insurance benefits, finding more time for staff to do their work for students. Both Superintendent Dr. Bubb and Marcus Myers, who's Director of Curriculum, agreed to meet separately with the executive board members soon. Dr. Bubb will hopefully meet with us on Monday, April 4th, and Marcus Meyer on May 2nd. Topics to be discussed range from professional development, PLCs, school calendar, staff shortages, and etc. Our director of GR PACE, Cord Brewer, and other PACE members attended the West Ada Voters for Education, or WAVE, meeting on March 10th. We led the negotiation team meeting and focused on the final survey going out to members to be sent out soon for your input. Please participate when you see the final survey coming out soon. Since the last Payday Press, I have had over 10 one-on-one teacher meetings and phone conversations, mainly concerning advocacy cases. Also, I've met with Dave Roberts about multiple advocacy cases, and a reminder, if you have been notified about being put on a plan and you're a member of our union, please contact me as soon as possible. Also, I've read and answered dozens of emails, texts, and phone calls, and, happy to report, another teacher joined the WAEA this week. That concludes the report from your president, Sam Perez. I hope all of you have a great weekend and into the spring break, and relax and refresh yourself with activities that you find relaxing, and also with loved ones and family. I wish you all well, and have a good day.